Hello and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. I am excited to be with you. This is Patrick Odom, and I brought my family along with me today. I introduced you to one member of the family the other day, and we had a great time recording together. So we'll reintroduce her, and then we're going to go around and everybody just say who they are. All right, let's get it.
Hi, it's Journey.
Hi, it's Peyton.
Hey, it's Sky.
Hello, it's Mama Rose.
Hello, Tasha.
And we just had a great time in the Word. We went over our verse for yesterday, Proverbs 17 and 17, which let us know that a friend loves you all of the time. If you have not had a chance to listen to that episode, we urge you to. It's very encouraging. And we believe that you'll get something out of it. Now, today, we're going to look at the New Testament again in the book of Matthew. And we'll have Tasha read our scripture.
All right. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 in the ICB, International Children's Bible, says, "But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you."
Wow. Love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you. That's a pretty interesting concept there. Love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you. What do you think about that, Peyton?
To pray for others that be mean to you and hurt you, and to love them and try to talk to them and not make them hurt you or be mean to you anymore.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Peyton. Sky, what's on your mind?
I think it means just in general to love everyone, not mattering the circumstance.
Wow, yeah. What kind of circumstances do you think, Journey, that can have you not want to love someone?
If there's like a situation where they say something or if they physically do something, then you might not want to love them or be kind to them.
What's the enemy, Mama Rose? What do you think of when you hear the word enemy?
I think of a person that you don't like or a person that doesn't like you.
Right, right. And generally that person wants to do
harm,
some type of harm to you. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is telling us to love your enemies. Love your enemies.
I have something.
Yes.
So when I just read it, I was trying to figure out if your enemies were, if those who hurt you were your enemies. And if your enemies hurt you, like if there was a difference. And I think maybe those who hurt you initially could have been your enemy, but that's why the scripture says love them, because it's, if you love them, it's a potential that it won't reach the point of them hurting you, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. And then we can take a look at it and bring in what our scripture was yesterday, where it says a friend loves you all of the time. And one of the things that we were focusing on was sometimes in times and situations, friends actually hurt you. They hurt your feelings. And you're still to pray for those that are your friends who hurt you. And even beyond that, you're to love them. Because it's easy for you to love someone who's a family member or a friend or someone who's just doing everything good for you. But anybody can do that. Mm-hmm. Christ is telling us that it's important for us to be different. And being different is loving those who not only hurt you, but who consider themselves your enemy. Very deep concept. We'll talk some more about it in a second. right, we're back here with the Odoms, or we're still here with the Odoms, and we are discussing Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, where Christ tells us, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who hurt you." Around the table, has there ever been a situation that where you had to pray for someone who's hurt you? Yes. Or someone who they consider themselves to be your enemy?
Yes.
And how did and how were you able to do that? How were you able to get through that situation, Scott?
It had to have been God, because I usually don't like being nice to people who aren't nice to me. But gotta do what's right and what God would want. So.
And what would God want us to do?
Forgive and move forward to be able to help them, even though, just to always be the right person.
All right. Mama Rose, what about you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question again?
Yes, have you ever been in a situation where you had to love someone or pray for someone who's hurt you, and or love someone who considered themselves an enemy, or even you considered an enemy?
Yeah, well, I have, and it's been several times in my life I've had to, you know, ask for forgiveness and forgive others who has hurt me or did something to jeopardize, you know, my future or whatever. So yes, and God has helped me, and I pray that He continue to help me on this life journey of forgiveness and love.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any suggestions or anything that where you can help someone or you can encourage someone who may be going through that right now?
Well, I would just say continue to pray, pray much. And even with praying, listen to God in that small, still voice, because the enemy will attack you fully. So you have to, you know, listen to God. And sometimes you have to do, besides listening to God, you have to look at those people face to face, who's hurting you, who's the enemy, you know. And I don't know about with me, I let them know that they was hurting me, but they said they wasn't. So it was a battle going there. But in the end, I wish I would have made a different decision in that test.
Amen. And that, so it sounds like it all comes down to forgiveness. And a lot of times it's not our own, most of the times it's not our own strength where we can find forgiveness. That strength comes from the inside of us, and who's inside of us, and that's Christ. Because it's difficult. When you look at that, love your enemy, love the person, pray for the person who's hurting you or who's hurt you. In ourselves, that's a difficult decision. That's a difficult thing, even when we know it's the right thing. But in Christ, and keeping in step with His Holy Spirit, and bearing the fruit of the Spirit, then we know that it can be done. Peyton, can you do us a favor? And when we come back, can you pray that God will send His love to us so we can love our enemies and pray for those who hurt us? Will you be able to do that when we return?
Yes.
All right. We thank you so much, buddy. Okay. Give us a second. We'll see you on the other side. All right. We have Peyton, who is going to pray us out and to help us to look at loving our enemies and praying for those who hurt us. Peyton?
Lord, thank you for creating us on this beautiful planet. Lord, help other people to not hurt people that are trying to be nice. And Lord, please let all the people that has been hurt pray for the people that hurt them. And I hope that all the people and that was mean to them would understand that hurting people is not right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peyton. Such a powerful prayer. Again, we love you guys. We pray that you continue with us on this journey as we grow together as a family. We pray that your family is growing stronger together in the Lord. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Be blessed.